Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and we're going to go right into old-time radio. This week's program, George Burns and Gracie Allen, Sweeping into Office. Originally aired May 29th, 1940.
And Hines, Honey, Gracie Allen with Frank Parker, Ray Noble and his orchestra, and Truman Bradley speaking.
100 million strong, that's right, you can't go wrong, my friend. You're holding
on and on. Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Hello.
Well, I'm very happy to be here on Treasure Island at the San Francisco World's Fair.
Oh, so am I. You know, I've met all my friends. You know, George, I was born in San Francisco. Mm. As a matter of fact...
If I were you, I'd keep it a secret.
Well, that's right, George. You know, as my daddy said when he first saw me, why bring that up?
Well, then, let's drop it.
Yeah, he did. Want to be with us?
Yes, I'd be glad to. It's my life's ambition.
You know, my whole family lives in San Francisco, but my daddy lives with my uncle in a house across the bay.
And he commutes, huh?
Yeah, every 10 years.
That's very interesting.
He's an old-fashioned man.
I know.
One old-fashioned after another.
Mm. Was your daddy born in San Francisco,
too? Yes, South San Francisco.
South San Francisco.
Yes.
Have you always been this dizzy, Gracie?
Well, I got that way from following in my daddy's footsteps.
Well, at least your daddy has his good pints.
Oh, you said it.
Don't mind George, folks. He's a Los Angeles boy.
Well, if it isn't that Market Street Don Amici, Frank Parker. And Frank, I'm not a Los Angeles boy. I was born on the outskirts of Los Angeles, Boston.
Say, Frank. Frank, what do you think of my hometown?
Oh, I think it's terrific. You know, Gracie, there are 40,000 beautiful girls here.
Frank, what are you up to?
3,634.
Stop with those girls. You know, there are other ways of getting a bang out of life.
Oh, you and your bubble gum.
Yeah.
Well, it's a noble experiment.
Gracie, isn't it grand to be back in your hometown and get such a nice hand?
Oh,
and
yes.
Speaking of nice hands, Hines...
Oh, Truman Bradley, ladies and gentlemen.
Truman Bradley.
Thank you. You know, I bet Gracie San Francisco never thought that you'd be a presidential candidate this year.
Well, why not? Why should I be an exception?
Tell me, Gracie, has the town changed much since you were here last?
Oh, yes. Well, I've been reading the local papers, and I see where men's clothes cost a fortune now.
Men's clothes cost a fortune?
Oh, well, that's what it said. It said Billy Rose just got a $20,000 suit.
Gracie, that happens to be a Seattle model.
Well, I don't care if it has two pairs of pants. It's still not worth $20,000.
Look, when it said suit, it meant lawsuit. And the model happens to be a girl.
Oh, well, then maybe Billy Rose kissed her.
Kissed her? How can he kiss a girl so much taller than he is?
Well, maybe some of his friends put him up to it.
Either that or he jumped.
Say, Gracie, have I been having fun here?
Oh, really, Bubbles?
Yes, I had lunch today in three restaurants.
Three restaurants?
Yes.
Bubbles eats all over town.
Yes, I'm big that way.
I know. Bubbles, do you like Italian food?
And how?
Have you tried DiMaggio's?
Yes, and they're delicious with meatballs.
Bubbles, DiMaggio's are ball players.
Well, maybe she had them on the home plate.
Yeah. Well, I certainly slid into that one. Oh, Ray Noble.
In the flesh.
What there is of it. Yeah.
I say, Gracie, so sorry I'm late. You see, I'm playing at the Palace Hotel, and I had a little trouble getting here. The streets are all torn up.
Why, Ray Noble, that's impossible.
Oh, no.
I read in the paper where the street commissioner said that as a whole, the streets in San Francisco were all right.
Yes, they're all right as a whole. But how are their streets?
Well, when I'm president, I'm going to have a long talk with Mayor Rossi.
Why?
Well, he knows some cute stories.
He does. Grace, I was going to pick you some flowers here at the fairground, but there was a sign there that said, do not pick the flowers.
Oh, well, that's all right.
So I picked the sign.
Oh, thank thanks, Ray. I'll wear it in my hair.
You picked the sign?
Well, why not, George? There was no sign there saying do not pick the sign.
Oh, I say.
Say, come here, Ray. I've got a present for you, too.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Well, put your arms around me.
Like this?
Uh-huh. A little closer.
Like this?
Mm-hmm. Now, put your face next to mine.
That's so? What do I do now?
Well, why don't you go on Major Bo's amateur program?
Yes, why don't you do that?
And now, Frank Parker. Tonight, Frank sings Stars in My Eyes by Fritz Kreisler, taken from the show The King Steps Up.
My song has wings, eternal springs, no longer but a dream. My cheeks aglow, emotions flow, like sunlight on a stream. My step is gay, along my way, the roses bloom at my feet. My love reigns, my being stays, my life.
Oh, thanks, Georgia. Wait a minute, Gracie. George is supposed to say that.
Well, he's outside phoning.
Well, that's funny. Who does he know up here that can lend him a nickel?
Gracie, how do you like it here on Treasure Island?
Well, Truman, it's pretty enough to be a fair.
It is a fair, Gracie, and it's called Fair for 40, and it is beautiful.
So is George.
Beautiful?
No, Fair for 40.
Listen, everybody, I've got it all arranged. I just spoke to J.J. Clifford, and he's coming over here tonight.
Not J.J. Clifford?
That's right.
Who's that?
Who is that?
Yes.
Politically, he's the most powerful man in this part of the country. And as your campaign manager, I'm telling you that if we could get him on our side, you're as good as being in the White House.
Oh, well, what do you think I ought to do?
Well, when he comes in, let me do the talking, and you just smile.
Oh, leave it to me. I'll just drop my eyes.
Yes, just drop your eyes.
And if he's a gentleman, he'll pick them up.
Stop with that silly talk and listen. J.J. Clifford is the man who gets behind you, takes hold of things, and makes you click.
Oh, an osteopath.
An osteopath?
I hope he doesn't rub me the wrong way.
Now, look, Gracie.
Say, George, you deserve a lot of credit lining up a big shot like J.J. Clifford.
Thanks. I met him at the press club.
That's all.
I don't let any grass grow under my feet.
Well, a little grass wouldn't hurt. It might cover up those shoes.
Yeah, well, J.J. Clifford is just about sold. And there's one thing you ought to know before he gets here.
What's that?
Now, he's got a red beard, and he's very sensitive about it.
Well, if I had a red beard, I'd be very sensitive about it, too.
Yeah. Well, you'd be sensitive if you had a brain.
Yeah, so would I. Mm.
Well, with a red beard, Gracie, we can play that game Beaver.
Oh, yes.
Beaver?
Yeah.
Look, he happens to run this part of the country, and if any of you holler Beaver, you know what you're going to get?
Five points. Holler Beaver.
Well, we're not playing Beaver, and don't mention his beard. Yeah. Hello. Oh, just a minute. Gracie, it's for you.
Oh, hello. Oh, hello, Bessie. It's my sister.
Good.
Yeah, what? Oh, you don't say. Oh, that's a scream. Goodbye.
What happened?
Oh, dear. Well, I left my car parked at the top of Fillmore Street Hill, and I forgot to put the brakes on.
What's that?
Down the hill.
Well, what's funny about that? Somebody might get killed.
Oh, it's impossible. There's nobody in the car.
What about the pedestrians?
Oh, the car's moving so fast, they won't have time to get in.
Well, it's your headache, and you can wear it.
Oh, by the way, chap, you mustn't miss that incubator building here at the fair. You know, they've got tiny babies there that weigh only 3 ounces.
Well, how do they live?
They charge admission.
They do,
Those babies can always use a little change.
Yeah. I guess so. No, now listen, everybody. This may be J.J. Clifford. So no wisecracks about his beard. Mm. Come in.
Good evening. Miss Allen?
Yes?
My name is Agatha Pinwhistle.
My. How can you remember things like that?
Listen, Miss. Yes, Miss?
Gracie, don't you remember me? I was your teacher in the third grade.
Oh, Miss Pinwhistle. Oh, well, I didn't recognize you without your slip showing.
What?
Boy, this used to be my teacher.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Miss Pinwhistle, I'll bet Gracie gave you lots of trouble in school.
Oh, no, you can be very proud of your daughter.
Well, I... My daughter?
Yes, Gracie always had an active mind. She learned things very quickly. But always backwards.
Yes.
I think I know what you mean.
Miss Pinwhistle, remember how I was always getting mixed up in arithmetic and history? I used to think that 2 times 3 was Napoleon.
2 times 3 was Napoleon?
Well, of course, I was silly when I was a little girl.
Oh, sure.
I know better than that now.
Of course.
Anybody knows that 2 times 3 is Julius Caesar.
Yes. For a minute, I thought I had you.
See, Miss Pinwhistle, whatever happened to Oakland and Berkeley?
Oh, they're in Kansas City.
Oakland and Berkeley are in Kansas City?
Well, those are the twins who sat in front of me.
Oh. Well, why did they name twins Oakland and Berkeley?
Well, because they were only 5 minutes apart.
I know they're twin sisters, Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Oh.
Gracie, whatever happened to that little girl you used to play with all the time?
Oh, which one do you mean?
Oh, the one that sat in back of you, that sickly little girl who was so frail and anemic.
Oh, well, she's still my girlfriend. Bubbles, you remember Miss Pinwhistle?
Sure. Oh, hello, Miss Pinwhistle.
Why, Bubbles, I hardly know you. Haven't you taken on a little weight?
Oh, about 275 pounds.
Yeah, that's all.
Say, Miss Pinwhistle, seeing you here reminds me of my school days. You know, my teacher used to slap me when I was naughty.
Yes, he was a regular Mickey Rooney.
Yes, but it never hurt. And the reason it never hurt was that my teacher had soft hands.
Cut, Holman. A little music, boys. All right, you can take it, Truman.
And Miss Pinwhistle?
Yes.
Ah. Because she used Heinz honey and almond cream.
Yes.
And it wasn't a 10-cent size.
No.
No, it wasn't the 25-cent size or the 50-cent size.
Yes.
No, it was the dollar size.
Uh-huh.
And would you believe it, Miss Pinwhistle? Today you can get it for only 49 cents.
That's right.
Oh, Miss Pinwhistle.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Whatever happened to that silly boy who sat next to me? You know, the one who called me Googie?
Which one?
Well, you know, the one with the buck teeth. The one who used to bite I love you on my desk.
He bit I love you on your desk?
Yes. Don't you remember, Miss Pinwhistle? He'd sit for hours and go like this.
Let me see. Oh, Stinky.
Yes, that's
Stinky.
The one. Miss Pinwhistle.
Yes, Gracie.
Whatever became of that good-looking history teacher?
Well, I've got to go, Gracie.
Well, remember when he tried to kiss you?
Well, I didn't kiss him, did I?
Well, I don't know, did you?
No, not because he was a history teacher. It was the principal I was thinking of.
Oh.